We've reached our last batch of news items now. A bit of a roundup of odds and ends as we hear about rescues, misuse of bus lanes by motorists, an article about pubs, and even a staging of a car crash outside the Forum as part of a safety demonstration. And what about losing 15 stone by joining Slimming World, an achievement by a Caister resident?
A Norfolk man who thought he would be overweight for the rest of his life has managed to lose 15 stone and almost halve his size. Rod Kemp from Caister-on-Sea had been struggling with his weight for years and was 32 stone at his heaviest. The 54-year-old said he'd tried boring and monotonous diets and couldn't stick to any of them, before resigning himself to an unhealthy lifestyle of way too much alcohol and eating many takeaways. Deep down, I sometimes wished I could lose weight, but thought I'd pass the point of no return and it would be impossible to do anything about it. But after a friend convinced him to join his local Slimming World group in Hemsby, Mr. Kemp found that gradually his weight started to drop, and by sticking to meal plans over time, he ended up losing almost 15 stone, practically half his size.
Norwich's bus lanes are being used unlawfully around 100,000 times every year by errant drivers, according to a report. In a report to the Norwich City Council's Cabinet, it's been estimated that approximately 100,000 potential contraventions of bus lanes in the city area take place each year, though not all of these are punished. This estimated figure is higher than was anticipated when the lanes were first introduced, but has not necessarily come as a surprise to bus operators. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern Counties, said, "It's more than I would have expected, but doesn't necessarily surprise me. I don't think you tend to see cars driving the lengths of them, but where you see it most is people merging into them before the end. Newmarket Road is particularly bad for that."
A family dog has saved the lives of a couple and their baby after warning them of a fire just outside their home. Staffordshire Terrier Chico began barking downstairs as smoke poured through the windows at the family's Helston home. It woke up a man, his girlfriend and their three-month-old baby, allowing them to escape in time. The shed at their Vera Road home was engulfed by flames, high enough to burn the top of the surrounding trees. Firefighters arrived in 10 minutes and battled the blaze for 2 hours. The man, who did not wish to be named, said, "When I think about how close it came to the house being burned, it terrifies me." Fire station manager Emir Goff said there was a real chance the fire could have led to death.
A member of the public has rescued a deer from the river in Norwich. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service was called at just after 8:20 p.m. on Friday the 8th of July, following reports of a deer in the water at Riverside, close to Norwich's railway station. The animal had been thrashing about in the water and was getting carried downstream, but a member of the public managed to get the deer out of the water. A fire officer attended the incident and provided advice before the RSPCA arrived.
A Norwich local has been named a finalist in the Great British Pub Awards. The Murderers, officially known as the Gardener's Arms, is up for Best Sports Pub 2019 in the annual awards, which see hundreds of pubs across the country enter. The Timberhill Boozer, which had World Cup coverage even in the toilets last year, has made it through the first 2 rounds of judging and is now among the final 6 nominees. The awards ceremony will take place on September the 5th at the Royal Lancaster Hotel in London. Last month, the Murderers got the green light for a new beer garden off Orford Hill, consisting of 10 tables and 30 chairs.
A road safety campaign has been demonstrating the impact of a car accident in Norwich city centre using a fake crash. The Impact campaign, which is aimed at young drivers, brought its car crash demonstration to the Forum on Monday, July the 8th. Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green, who is behind the initiative, said, "I take very seriously the pledge I have made to do all I can to prevent young people from being seriously injured or killed on our roads." He added, "The hard-hitting but massively important messages about the responsibility we accept when we get behind the steering wheel and the potential consequences when we don't take that responsibility seriously are a useful reminder for us all."
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You will, of course, also have the Norfolk magazine in your wallet. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to everyone on this Thursday's team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of this week's edition, we'll say goodbye from Chris and Pauline.
Well done.